Passage 2. Organizations like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund expect the international economy to perform better this year than in 2013. They also expect economic conditions to improve the next year. Yet one United States agency worries that the economic progress is not creating enough jobs for the millions of people seeking employment. The UN's International Labor Organization is saying current economic growth has not helped the world's unemployed. The ILO released a report on employment this week. Guy Ryder of Britain is the Director General of the agency. He says the unemployment numbers for 2013 represent an increase from the year before. That means new jobs created by economy growth are not keeping up with the number of people entering the job market. The bottom line figure for 2013 is that there are nearly 202 million people around the world unemployed, and that represents an increase of nearly 5 million on the previous year, said Ryder. The ILO says much of the increase came from East and South Asia. They were responsible for nearly half of the additional job seekers, and many others came from sub-Saharan Africa and Europe. One question is whether the current period of economic growth is leading to job creation. The ILO says, based on current information, the world will have 18 million more jobless individuals by 2018. Many of these are young people between the ages of 15 and 24. Guy Ryder says youth unemployment is a major concern. Young people are the particular victims of unemployment. 74.5 million of the unemployed aged between 15 and 24, that is 1 million more than the year before, said Ryder. The ILO says youth unemployment worldwide is over 13%.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
What is the United Nations agency worried about?
Question 14.
Where is the increased world unemployment mostly from?
Question 15.
What do we know about youth unemployment?